Number 359, Victory in Jesus, 359. We'll sing all three verses.
Number 15 in the supplement, Exalted.
Mm-hmm. known before the Number 205, Amazing Grace. We'll sing all five verses.
Thank you. Number three, lift your voice in praise.
Number 29 in the supplement, "You Are My All in All."
Thank you. 28, for you have promised. After the third verse, when we sing it softly, we'll sing the chorus softly as well.
First, number 249. We'll sing all three verses. Number 17, Son of My Soul. Number 596, 596, His Grace Reaches Me.
Deeper than the ocean, and wider than the
Father, and it thrills.
Next song this evening will be number 10 in the supplement. Number 10.
I have seen you.
Oh, Number 97.
Number 97 in the supplement, Servant Song. Let's sing all three verses of this song, number 97.
Sing this song. After this, we'll have the invitation brought to us. Number 20, remember who you are.
Christian, remember who you are today. It is good to see everyone out tonight. We've had a good weekend, and I dropped my papers. We had a good weekend talking about the indestructible life, the life that can only come through the truth that we find in Jesus' words. That's what we focus on this weekend, the Sermon on the Mount. And as Jesus concludes his sermon in Matthew chapter 7, we've already looked at this just a little bit a couple minutes ago. But in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, Jesus says, "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock." I want to focus on the first thing that Jesus says here. Excuse me. He says, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them. It's not enough just to hear. You have to do them. So I want to go back to the Old Testament and look at a little story in 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 3. And we'll look at that story and hopefully learn a lesson and maybe apply that to our lives tonight if we need to make a change. 1 Samuel chapter 3. We're talking here about the boy Samuel. He grows up to be a prophet, a great prophet for the Lord. But right here, he's just a little boy, and he's living with Eli. So we're going to read about him. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1. "Now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days, and there was no widespread revelation. And it came to pass at that time, while Eli was lying down in his place, when his eyes had become to grow dim, so that he could not see, and before the lamp of God went out in the tabernacle of the Lord where the ark of God was, and while Samuel was lying down, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, 'Here I am.' So he ran to Eli and said, 'Here I am, for you called me.' And he," that's Eli, "said, 'I did not call. Lie down again.' And Samuel went and lay down. Then the Lord called yet again, 'Samuel.' So Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, 'Here I am, for you called me.' He answered, 'I did not call, my son. Lie down again.' Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, nor was the word of the Lord yet revealed to him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he rose and went to Eli and said, 'Here I am, for you did call me.' Then Eli perceived that the Lord had called the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, 'Go lie down, and it shall be, if he calls you again, that you must say, "Speak, Lord, for your servant hears." So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood it and called at other times, 'Samuel, Samuel.' And Samuel answered, 'Speak, for your servant hears.'" Other translations might say, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." So God was talking to Samuel. He didn't know who it was. He thought it was Eli. But it was God. And he talked to Samuel, and Samuel listens. Thinking about Jesus' words, Jesus is talking to us today, just like he talked to Samuel back then. It's not the same kind of talk. He didn't talk to him directly. But it's through the word, these words of life that we can build our hope and build our foundation upon. And Peter realized this in John chapter 6. We've noticed this already this weekend. John chapter 6, verses 67 and 68. Here in chapter 6, Jesus has been saying some hard things to understand, and some of his disciples, they just leave him. They say, "We can't understand this. It's hard to understand. We're just going to leave." And so Jesus, in verse 67, he said to the 12, "Do you also want to go away?" But Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." The words that Jesus gives us are eternal life. They lead us to eternal life. So if you're here tonight, or if you attended this weekend, or if you've heard a sermon at all, Jesus has spoken to you. And you've heard those words of life. And if you see in those words of life something that you need to change, remember what Jesus said back in Matthew chapter 7. Whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them. It's not enough just to hear. When you see you have to make a change, you have to do something. Let's heed James's advice. In James chapter 1, James chapter 1, verse 22, James talks about hearing. He doesn't only talk about hearing, he talks about doing things too. James chapter 1, starting in verse 22. "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. Mr. Scott Abernathy talked about this in his lesson. He talked about, especially in the age group that was here during the weekend, we like to look in the mirror and make sure we look good. And he talked about how ridiculous it would be if you looked in the mirror and you saw something that you needed to change. Say your hair is all messed up or there's food in your teeth and you didn't brush your teeth and you just go, oh, okay, I'll just walk away and forget. I don't think any of us would do that. And we shouldn't do that with God's word either. God's word is our mirror and we're going to look into it. And when we see something that needs to change, we need to change it. Don't just walk away when you see that change that needs to be made. So maybe over this weekend, if you attended, or maybe if you've just heard a lesson in the past that caused you to think, and you looked into that mirror and you saw yourself, and you saw something that you didn't like about yourself, but you didn't do anything about it, you just walked away. But don't do that tonight. If you need to make a change, if you need to start building on that foundation, if you need to start building on those words of truth, the choice is yours tonight. That's another word that we emphasize a lot this weekend. The idea that we have the choice to do these things. We listen to them and we can hear them, but that's nothing unless we make the choice to follow Jesus. On Friday night, so last night, Mr. Wayne Holt, he ended his lesson with one phrase at the bottom of his slides. His lesson was about choices that glorify God. And he said, will I listen to God or will I ignore him? So remember how Samuel answered God. Samuel said, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Are you listening tonight? God is calling you right now. Choose to listen to him tonight as we stand and sing.
Just have a few announcements to make. First of all, we just really want to appreciate everyone coming this evening to sing songs of praises to God. Brother Steve talked about singing and making melody in our hearts to the Lord, and it sounded good to me, all right? But I think if we sang with our heart and our minds, I know that it sounded good to God, all right? So we just want to appreciate everybody coming out. We appreciate the ones from Eastside that came out. We've got some visitors from the community coming out. We certainly appreciate your support in this matter. We want to thank the young men who led our service tonight. They did a great job in leading us in our songs. We want to say thank you to John also for those wonderful words that he just presented to us. We had a great weekend studying God's Word. As already been mentioned, the basis of our study was the Sermon on the Mount, and we are talking about building this indestructible life that each and every one of us should be striving for. And Brother Chandler talked about how can we become more like Jesus each and every day? And so that's what we need to ask ourselves every morning when we get up, is how can I become a better child of God today? And what do I need to do to help someone else come to Christ? And so the choices that John talked about, that was discussed this weekend and everything, each and every one of us are having to make choices, and we certainly appreciate that. You know, it was great information that was proclaimed this weekend because it was God's word. It was great information for these young people because they're at the age when now when they're going to be starting to have to make choices in their life, and as they move away from their families and their parents, we want them to have that foundation of building that indestructible life. It was great information for me just to be able to sit and to listen to God's word, because I'm still making choices in my life, and I still need to be listening to God's word and looking to Him about how I can become a better child of God. I want to thank the young people. I mentioned I had one of the sessions this morning. It was a breakout session, so I didn't get to say this to the young ladies, but I certainly appreciate you guys being here. You don't know how much of an encouragement you guys are to me. You know, just your willingness to set aside this weekend to come and sit respectfully and listen to God's word just means a lot to a lot of people. So thank you very much for that. A couple of others that we want to say thank you to. Brother Wayne Holt and Brother Steve were very active in coming up with the themes and coming up with the lesson thoughts. And I need to say something that Brother Holt showed a lot of patience for those who were late in turning things in, meaning me. And so I appreciate that for his patience that he showed. There's a lot of prep work done. Getting ready for this weekend, getting the building ready for the reception of the people coming in. Just a lot of different things that were done, and we certainly appreciate that. The people who led the discussions, I was able to listen to at least portions of all of them. And like I said earlier, it was just a great encouragement to me to continue to listen to God's word and to think about myself and what I can do differently to become that light that God wants me to become. So we certainly appreciate all the efforts of those who led the studies. We had an opportunity to feed these young people, and the members, individuals from Eastside, participated and gave some money, and we were able to purchase some food and met up at the Bible school. And there were several ladies who were actively involved in that, and I know the kids really appreciate those efforts, and I did too. All right, so we just certainly appreciate that. There were people cleaning up the cafeteria as I left to come back to the studies. We appreciate that, and we're going to appreciate those people that stay afterwards and help us get the building ready for tomorrow's worship service. Brother Steve mentioned our gospel meeting. That's starting tomorrow, and so we want to again offer the invitation for anyone who is in the area who happens to have an opportunity to come by and listen to Brother Chandler present some lessons to us. We'll be meeting tomorrow at 9 a.m. and again tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. So we give you plenty of time if you have another your own congregation that you go to later on. And then during the week, there'll be classes at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. So we would certainly encourage that. Also, on our 10 a.m. Services in the morning, some of the ladies have put together some studies talking about the heroes of the Bible. And it's related to, one-year-old to fifth-grade students. So if you have some people that you know that are in the community and they want to come and have some good Bible studies, we've got some great visual things back there to help them visualize these great heroes of the Bible. And we certainly appreciate the work that they've already put into it and the efforts that they're going to have this week to teach the young people. So important for us to continue to teach the young people. So just thank you very much for coming this evening and sharing in our worship to God. Andrew's going to lead us in a closing song. And after the song, yes? Okay. All right, so Brother Holt reminded me, all of the lessons and material are on the website, eastside-church.org. Eastside-church.org. Just go there and you'll be able to listen and to look at some of the PowerPoint presentations, whatever you want. So we encourage you to do that if you didn't have an opportunity to do that already. All right, so Andrew is going to lead us in a closing song. And after that song, we will be dismissed.
How deep the Father's love.